Welcome to this BIOS podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of BIOS magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring BIOS podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide.
We're here, Jane Watson, the product market senior director for the branded products. What does that mean, consumer?
Yes, so branded products are the storage products that you would attach to your computer or attach to your home network. So rather than the storage drives that go internally into your computer, these are the drives that you have attached to the outside of your computer or to your network.
So you're in charge of the products that are obviously consumer-facing. I mean, you guys have had a lot of experience as a company with storage. I mean, everyone knows as the internet and everyone uses computing, storage is always going to get bigger and a lot of people have more storage, but on the enterprise side. But consumers at home, I mean, I have my house, I have four kids, my wife, we have like 10 zillion laptops, a couple servers, and you were talking earlier, your family, kind of the power users or the power family. What is the role of storage in the home these days? And you got TiVo, which is always running out of storage. I mean, you got all, no one has enough storage. Talk about that whole environment.
Yep. Once upon a time, we would create documents. We would create files, and that created a certain amount of storage. But now, not only do we create things, but we're capturing stuff, whether it's emails from somebody with attachments, whether it's downloading digital music off the web, whether it's downloading digital video now off the web, whether it's taking digital photos. All of those activities, we are capturing, creating lots of digital content. And the next question comes, well, gosh, my laptop, my desktop, there's a lot of storage in them, but I'm actually starting to exceed what's available in my laptop and my desktop in terms of what I need to be able to store all of that digital content that I'm capturing.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's, automation and simplicity, everyone wants that these days in their life. But, I mean, people have this kind of legacy home environment that no one really talks about. I mean, like, in my house, I have this laptop has this storage. I got now the 1 gig, USB drives. And I feel like I'm shuttling that between drives. What version do I have here? What's on what Outlook file? Email here? What is the environment? Is this normal? And what do people do to move to a more manageable storage environment?
I think that you probably are you're probably leading edge, but I think that you are where a lot of home consumer environments are going. Many of us have multiple laptops or desktops that we might either have different users on or be performing different activities at, and that drives some of the storage that we are providing on that. But as we move from place to place or as we want to share our content, there's a need basically to have a better way to centralize storage of that content. So for example, with my three teenagers, they all have MP3 players, they all love their iPods. They discovered very quickly, though, that rather than having their music on individual laptops, it made a lot more sense to have it in a central location in the home that they could all share their music from. So rather than realizing somebody has a track that is on a computer that's out of the house at the moment, or somebody's not home, they don't have the password, by having all of the music in a central location, and we actually have it on a network shared storage drive at our house, anybody can log into that device and very easily get access to and share all of our digital music, our digital music library.
Well, we're going to talk about digital entertainment in the second podcast. We're going to do another podcast. But that brings up a good point, obviously, DRM issues. And, iTunes has this weird, funky licensing agreement with how many songs you can put on which PCs. And you're introducing things like TiVo in a home. And even podcasts are now on TiVo in limited beta. So all this new stuff's happening. But from a storage perspective, most people are just now trying to grasp the idea of how do they make that shared storage work. So what is Maxdor shipping and product that you can talk about?
So today we offer our Maxdor Shared Storage Drive. Basically, it's about the size of a textbook. It connects directly to your home router, whether it be a wired or a wireless router. At that point, anyone who has access to that router, so if you're using that router to connect to the internet, you now have access to additional storage. As a user from your client, basically it just looks like an additional drive. So today you might store content on your C drive. If you have a shared storage drive connected to your router, you'll now see an additional drive letter, basically, that's giving you access to additional storage. This gives you a couple things. One is it gives you a place to provide extra storage beyond what you have on your desktop. It also gives you a location that everyone in your home can share photos, share music, share videos.
So how does this work now? I mean, it sounds complicated. Is it easy to set up? And talk about the setup.
Actually, it is very easy to set up. I often compare it to adding a USB printer to your PC or laptop. So today, if you're adding
like the auto discovery just goes jing and you can see it automatically connects up.
Right. So today, if you're connecting a printer, you take a USB cable connected to your PC or laptop and to your printer. You then would take a setup CD, load it into your PC. It would bring up a couple of screens. You'd choose a few options, and at that point, you'd be ready to print. Similar situation with shared storage. In this case, though, you take your shared storage drive, you'd connect your Ethernet cable from your router to your shared storage drive.
Just like a port, and like everyone has like either like a DSLR cable and or a Wi-Fi port. Do I can just plug it in there?
That's right. Just plug in Ethernet port to the router or Ethernet cable, one into the router and one into your laptop or desktop. One into the shared storage drive. And at that point, it also comes with our Quick Start install CD. For each PC or laptop, you just load in the Quick Start CD, and it will pop up a couple of screens. It allows you to basically set your username and your password. At that point, you have an account available on the shared storage drive that you can store your content in. There's also a public directory, so that if you put content, if you store content in the public directory, anybody on your network can see that information. It also pops up with a screen that allows you to select which file folders on your PC you want to have automatically backed up. So you might want to choose to automatically back up your My Photos, your My Documents, your My Music.
Let me interrupt you a second, because this is amazing. So it sounds like I used to live in a corporate enterprise where storage and networking was a big deal. What you were just describing sounds like an enterprise environment. I mean, for a home, and just plug it in and it's basically have shared storage.
It gives you the ease of use and the peace of mind of a network, of a corporate environment, in terms of the ability to easily share and protect your data. But it's actually designed in such a way that you don't need an IT organization.
That's the key,
or an administrator to set it up or use it. Once you've set up once you've identified the folders to back up and the days of the week and the time you want it to back up, at that point it'll automatically protect your data, allow you to share your data on the schedule.
Talk about the backup, because it's obviously everyone knows backup's important. Well, unless until they had a mistake. But talk about the importance of backup and the backup process and how easy it is to do backup.
So backup is becoming increasingly important to us because, especially for things like digital photos, where if your computer, your laptop crashes and you had your digital photos on it, you could very well lose years' worth of precious family memories. So with the backup software, what it will do is allow you to sort of select the folders that you typically store all of your photos in, and it'll automatically, on a schedule, back up that content to a central location to your shared storage drive. So this gives you the peace of mind of knowing that even if your laptop's stolen, if you have a hard drive crash,
yep,
if it breaks, you have that additional backup copy. So your memories will be preserved.
I had a PC or a laptop that was at a house at a hotel, and it kind of zapped a motherboard. And the outlet, I won't say the name, wanted $800 just to back up my Outlook and like my Documents file.
Yes, it can be extremely
$800.
Expensive. It can be extremely expensive. There have been studies that will indicate it's up to
$2,000. If you can get it back.
And that's if you can get it back. Yeah, so very, very true. And that's an issue today both for hard drives and laptops. Also, those little flash memory cards you have in your camera. You want to download your pictures right away, and you want to have a backup of that download. Yeah. All of these electronic devices are susceptible to failure.
It's great for my podcast and all my music in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. So talk about the privacy and some of the access issues in terms of, you mentioned public sharing drives. So if I have some my financial information and on the network, and you know, people come over and use my network, or my kids are online. Can I create controls, access controls?
Yes. Security, privacy is a very important concern of both consumers and small businesses. We all have data that we consider to be our private data, whether it's that we don't want other people to see it or we don't want anybody to accidentally delete it. We all need some level of privacy and security, and we've implemented this solution such that it delivers on that. So we actually allow our users to set up basically a user account with a password. So only you and people that you give your password to will have access to any of the content that you're storing in that part of the drive. And then in addition to that, again, we do have a public folder. So, for example, if you have music that you want to be able to share with other members of your household, or you want to be able to play out to your stereo in your household or your television, you'd probably want to put that in your public directory so that it would give access to multiple people.
This is great stuff. Well, I mean, if I hear you correctly, there's two major themes to the chat. One is centralized storage has these huge user benefits, you know, in terms of sharing stuff and having private and access controls. And then the obvious one that people learn through, unfortunately through mistakes, backup.
Correct.
Two major things, and you guys have made that easy.
That's right. We've made it very simple for the user. Very easy to set up in minutes, and very easy to use. It's a very familiar environment, very much like the Windows and Mac environment that users play in today.
And people want that, too. I mean, there's so much complication going on in the digital home these days just because of the adoption. You got plasmas, you got HD, I got to connect all these receivers, I got TiVo, I got this, I mean, I got my PC, so it's pretty complicated. So, you know, final question, where do you see this going in the next couple of years in terms of roadmap, in terms of from a user perspective? What should users expect in the home environment with centralized storage and backup?
I think that what we should expect is a couple of things. One is the home networking environment is performance is going to be more and more important over time. So today, given most of the information we're storing as digital photos, documents, etc., they are good size files, but they're not huge. As we move to digital video and HD digital video, we're going to see much higher, much bigger files. We're going to need networks with much higher bandwidth. So what I see going forward is we'll start moving toward having gigabit networks in our home to support HD content and multiple users sharing these kinds of technologies. So I think that gigabit Ethernet will be important. Also having very good performance in these kinds of devices to allow for increased volume of storage sharing, streaming of content through the home. And also I think we'll see we're not just in our homes. Sometimes we're on the road. Sometimes we're at mom's house. Sometimes we're at a neighbor's. It's great to have your digital library with you in your home, but wouldn't it be great to be able to dial into your digital library, capture the music that you want, and play it out on the device of your choice? So I think that we'll see even more portability over time or more accessibility over time of our central storage devices.
I'd like to thank Ipswich again for sponsoring this Bars podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit ipswich.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to Bars' website at www.biosmagazine.co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.